And welcome to our show, Geeks Are Wired Podcast, where we talk about video games, movies, TV, comic books, technology, and TLDR, the Internet of Things. And this week, we have Alex.
Hi there.
And Jordan.
Yep.
And Anna.
Hello.
And Ted.
Witty intro not found.
That's pretty witty.
Thanks.
Ed me. Oh, Bill.
Oh, that's who you are. Okay.
Yay, Bill.
Yay.
Yay.
Do you think we could have like a Woody Allen film night and just show Toy Story? Because this character is Woody and it's Tim Allen. Right? I was thinking about doing that. Like a Woody Allen film festival at Ted's house. And then you get there and I'm just playing all the Toy Story movies.
Just no stepdaughters allowed.
Well, I mean, in today's climate, we've got a lot of like the Me Too and all that, right? So Woody Allen is definitely not super popular at this point. I'll put it that way. And so, you know, it might be fun just to like freak people out and have a Woody Allen movie night, but it's really just Toy Story.
Well, it is true that you never trust someone named Woody near your daughters. It's just something you avoid.
Why? Because there are snakes in the well? Just yes. Like that?
Because there's a snake in their trousers.
Oh. I mean, or the boots? Was the boots? All right.
It's both.
Yeah, all of it. All of it. We're just going to move on. just like that. We'll start off with Emerald City Comic Con.
Hey, some first-hand reporting.
Yeah.
So I went to Emerald City Comic Con last weekend. Part of the reason I wasn't here on the last pod, had to do some prep work for it to show my game Robo V Dino. You can find it at Robo V Dino, RobovDino, on Steam and itch.io, as well as RoboVDino.com. Anyway, I was there to hawk my Throw Garbage at Dinosaurs game at a bunch of unsuspecting folks in Seattle for Emerald City Comic Con's Indie Game Showcase. They put us away in a room with a bunch of card games and video games, and me and a bunch of the devs hung out and played video games with people. It was a pretty chill weekend, and we got feedback on all of our games, and we got some time to play each other's games, and it was pretty fun. Beyond that, Emerald City Comic Con is, as people know, a Comic Con that competes the likes of San Diego Comic Con with a very large Artist Alley. It's the upper floor of the Washington State Convention Center, which I don't know how many square feet it is, but it's very large and strangely carpeted. I met a couple of comic book artists. I'm trying to remember names. I'm drawing a blank. One of the artists, Mega Man.
Comic book artist, you're drawing a blank.
Sorry. Go ahead. I thought it was funny.
No, it's good. It's good.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah, Ted gets the point. I met one of the artists, Mega Man.
Kind of a big deal for you, Alex.
Yeah, what?
That's a big deal for you, meeting a Mega Man.
It's a real big deal. We talked to, because the Mega Man Archie series got canceled a couple of years ago. I was bummed out because I actually liked it. I thought it was a good rendition of the series. And they built up lore that did not exist in the series, but was still like actually good comic writing. And I talked to the artist on it, and I was asking him questions about like, oh, does it ever say that there's like in the official lore that this happens or that happens? Because Capcom leaves it purposely vague because it's a game about a blue kid in underwear shooting robots. And he answered my questions cryptically and we had a good time. there's also a few actors there, David Tennant, Felicia Day was there, kind of the usual Comic Con circuit people. And David Hayter of Metal Gear fame was there. I got to meet and shake his hand. He was late to everywhere I went just so he could say, "Kept you waiting, huh?" in the snake voice. And yeah, he signed a copy of my Metal Gear video game, and it was fun.
So he wasn't a hater. He was a fan.
He wasn't. He's a lovely man. He's very nice, and he as far as I can tell, he treats fans decently, except for keeping them waiting, huh? And he's the snake voice is the snake voice, there's a lot of nuance to it throughout the series. I didn't know this, but he's actually a really young guy. He only started voice acting, I think, like in the 90s or so, maybe the 80s. So he's not as old as I expected him to be, considering Old Snake looks like a California raisin by the end of MGS4.
Did he erupt in rage at the mention of Kiefer Sutherland's name?
There were some guys in line behind me that wouldn't shut up about Kiefer Sutherland. And there's like a guy who was dressed as Solid Snake that was in line next to him. He's like, yeah, maybe don't say that. Like, maybe don't bring it up. He might be a little sore about it. So I got through the line before they had a chance to go up. So I don't know if that happened. We were practically first in line. So I can't imagine he's too bitter about it, because like people still call him Solid Snake. So
what are you talking about?
Bill Teddy.
Oh, Kiefer Sutherland.
Yeah. Kiefer Sutherland is the voice of Big Boss in Metal Gear Solid 5. So he replaced David Hayter as the voice of Solid Snake.
Took her job. Is that what it is? He took her job.
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah. Sutherland's a job stealer. That's true.
Freaking Kiefer.
Unless they back away from that later, which I doubt Konami will do. They don't treat their talent very nicely, but they may back away from that and eventually put Kiefer Sutherland and David Hayter in the same games. Like, have that face-off between Big Boss and Solid Snake that happened in the first game that was very crappy and pixelated. Maybe they can make it better in 3D.
Is Kiefer a real name?
I mean, it's a weird name.
I don't think it's a real name.
Yeah, it sounds made up. Like that feels like a stage name.
It's almost an inappropriate name too. It's like a hard Q away from.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just full of, not those, but
yeah, you're full of those. I heard you say it. That's where you're going with it.
Yeah. So, but
that's probably what David Hayter says in the Solid Snake voice, like under his breath every time someone mentions MGS5.
Yeah, but to be fair, I get it. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. But Kiefer Sutherland, he's a good big boss. Like I almost would say he was a better big boss than David Hayter, but Hayter will always be Snake in my heart. So.
I think, isn't that part of the theme song MGS3? He's always the snake in my heart or something. I don't know.
Should be.
Oh, that also reminds me. Other Metal Gear related news, or casually related. I got to meet the developers behind Never Stop Sneakin'. Or at least I met one of the writers for it. So he's a lovely man. His name is also Alex. You should check out the game if you haven't seen the trailer for it. It's a goofy take on Metal Gear Solid for the PlayStation, and it kind of plays like a speedrunner stealth action game. It's really nice to play. It's I think only like $11 on Steam right now, and $15 on Nintendo Switch.
So were they hard to find?
No, they set up their booth right next to mine in the Indie Game Showcase. I actually had to avoid running into their television with my television. We were next door neighbors.
Nice.
Yeah, it was really cool.
I have to ask, like, you probably are not aware of this individual, but did you happen to meet someone named Robin Hobb?
Robin Hobb. I did not, but I met Ted's brother.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, even better.
Yeah, my brother posted on Facebook. I'm at Emerald City Comic Con. I'm like, go see the RoboVie Dino booth.
He was like, how do you know that's there?
Yeah.
It was cool. He's like, hey, do you know Ted? And I was like, oh man, I didn't know you had a brother in Seattle. And that's the entire conversation.
Was that it?
Yeah.
Did he at least play the game?
He seemed to enjoy it. He was getting into it with a little one or two.
Did he had his have my nieces with him?
I think so.
Too little,
or somebody else's kids, at least.
There were some kids following him around.
He had some quantity of children that liked dinosaurs. So
nice.
Which, I mean, that's kind of redundant saying kid that likes dinosaurs. I mean, I think that's kind of the point that you, the point you stop liking dinosaurs for a moment is the point you can get a driver's license, in my mind.
And when your soul dies, essentially, dinosaurs are that great.
Pretty much. When your imagination just hits rock bottom, the dinosaurs go with it.
Yep.
It's kind of sad, really.
What's sad is that they think that dinosaurs bark. I can't get over that.
Bark?
Yeah, the barking dinosaurs. They didn't growl or was it roar? They barked.
Barking and feathers is kind of cool. It's like the best of like having a parakeet and a dog for a pet.
Yeah, I don't know if there's particular kinds of dinosaurs. I think it's a T-Rex. That was, he was a barker.
Best dinosaur ever.
Yeah, so I don't even know where I got that from. I think that's sciencey, but it may just be fabricated.
Maybe an out lie.
It might be an out and out lie. I make no guarantees.
It feels like good info. I would go with it.
If it's hard to believe, it's probably true.
Usually how a lot of things go.
Yeah. But then again, sometimes it's just
plus, totally I mean, maybe that's a good thing. Maybe T-Rex is like chasing sticks. You could, if you're cornered by Rex, you could just toss a stick and they go for it.
I'm sure that's going to be a plot point in the next Jurassic Park movie.
I hope so. Wow, that's a... That trailer, that's something.
I don't think you thought this plan through very well. I've got this really big head and these tiny little arms.
Yeah.
But he's great pitching sticks. He doesn't need his arms. He just needs his big head. So you more tossed logs?
Yeah, I don't know. Like
Chris Pratt could do it. He's a big boy. Chris Pratt could caber toss a stick for the Rex.
Wait, okay, side note also. Okay. So last week, Joe said, you start your career if you're fat, you can't go skinny, otherwise your career's over.
Yeah.
Chris Pratt.
Yeah, Chris Pratt. Jonah Hill.
Jonah Hill.
Yeah, he's gotten more work since he got like less fat. Jump Street 21 and...
He was skinny in those, and then what did he do after that? He got fat again and started getting work.
That's true.
That's what he did. He didn't get work till he got fat again.
Well, Pratt seems to be going strong. Do you guys think he's eventually going to have his Pratt fall?
No.
No? No? Okay.
He might. I think Chris Pratt, maybe Chris Pratt just felt bad that people kept making fun of him as the fat guy on Parks and Rec, and even though Jerry's on there.
Is he on there? On Parks Rec? Or?
Oh, yeah. Chris Pratt was on... Parks Rec.
No, Jerry, as in there's Jerry a Jerry Falwell. On. Oh, okay.
I don't remember. Yeah, I don't remember the name of the actor, but he played Jerry. Like that was the character.
But
the main character or the boss.
Oh, Jerry was the Jerry was the older gentleman. Older gentleman.
Jim O'Hare.
Okay. That was quick. Were you looking at IMDb or?
I know, I just off the top of my head. Just, I know, I'm sticking with that.
Pretty amazing.
Man, that's impressive.
Yeah.
I'm not there, man. So you can say it either way. It's,
and neither are our listeners.
Those are laugh. That's a laughter of confidence. Really,
it's the power of power of radio. The theater of imagination. You can just say anything you want, and it's true.
So I just started getting into this show. Is it good?
Yeah.
I think I'm into season 3.
Season what?
3.
Yeah, it gets better from there, I think.
Ah. After Hulu's been going, hey, you should watch this. Hey, you should watch this. And in about watching like 10 seconds at a time from it switching over like the Goldbergs, an episode and a half later, we finally started watching it. And now we're caught up to the current episode.
Yeah, Parks and Rec is awesome. I love that show.
Yeah, it's fun.
It is pretty sentimental.
I watched the entire series with Jamie, and I never got bored of it.
I've been enjoying it. I just wanted to make sure it wasn't going to like cliff dive.
No, if you like it up to this point, I think that it's pretty consistent throughout. Like I feel like it gets a little better, but then it remains consistently.
The nice part is like all the actors blew up about the same time, so they're able just to like end the series.
Oh, trying to get his attention.
I'm being distracting here. I apologize.
All right. Well,
just like the crisp rat pun. It's funny to me. I still don't know what he's in other than Parks and Rec.
He's also in Her. He's in Her.
He's also in Zero Dark 30.
Is he that dude with the cleft palate or whatever?
In Her?
Yeah.
Her
was the one about the AI, right?
About Siri.
Was there a cleft palate person in there?
Well, the main character had a weird upper lip.
Oh, that's Joaquin Phoenix.
Yeah,
he was Paul. I don't know who Paul is.
Oh.
The friend
Chris Pratt. You're all wrong. Chris Pratt was the sexy robot voice on the iMac.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Oh, is that
it's okay? Scarlett Johansson who is the co-worker.
Well, no, I was correct. His name was Paul. I just didn't know who Paul was.
Paul was the voice.
All right,
that's fun. Okay.
Yeah. See, he's done. Yeah, about Star-Lord. Star-Lord, at least.
Oh, yeah, I know who that is. Why didn't you just say Guardians of the Galaxy to begin with? Oh my word. I love that show.
Because I wanted to go from Fat Pratt to Fit Pratt.
Yeah. Parks and Rec to Guardians.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you win this argument. You win.
Yay.
Way to go.
Now we just need Joe back on so I can go look.
It's kind of weird. He's kind of like lifting Channing Tatum's shtick. It's like how The Rock has completely usurped Vin Diesel as like Vin Diesel Deluxe. So, like, you don't even remember, like, the original of the person that filled that slot in the Hollywood ecosystem. It's like, that's a Chris Pratt's thing. He's the new Channing Tatum, and The Rock is the new Vin Diesel.
Wait. Vin Diesel's not happy about that either.
No, I wouldn't be. I love Vin Diesel. He's a great Vin Diesel, but he's not The Rock.
Talking about this, or are you talking about that he's not the happy about Vin Diesel?
They're not happy about each other.
Oh, I can see that.
Yeah. What's The Rock got to be mad about?
He should be all cool because he's a multimillionaire in great shape and everyone apparently loves him. But
it's because that Vin Diesel won't invite him to D&D games. That's why. He like wants to play barbarian, but like a little bit bigger than Vin Diesel's barbarian.
Maybe he's jealous Vin Diesel isn't immune to playing in great and terrible movies. And getting away with it while
Vin Diesel has been in great movies.
Yeah, he did Guardians. He did
yeah, he did Guardians.
That was a dramatic, sarcastic laugh.
The porno. I mean, Triple X.
Oh yeah, yeah.
The first one was goofy fun.
By Triple X was a really good movie.
You know, you might not like the sequels, but I bet you enjoyed Pitch Black.
I did like Pitch Black. Right. I wouldn't say it's a great movie.
But see, no, this is so The Rock has some great movies, and he was given the Razzie Award for such a terrible, rotten movie, but you loved it. And he responded going, thank you.
What movie was it?
It was for Baywatch.
Okay, yeah, I can see that.
So he's in terrible movies. He knows how terrible they are, and he's in great stuff, and he knows how... You know, so he can be all over.
I was wrong with Beowulf. I enjoyed Beowulf.
No, that's what it was. It was a bad movie that everybody enjoyed.
Beowulf?
Baywatch.
Oh, Baywatch. My bad.
Yeah.
Imagine the crossover of Beowulf with Baywatch? there's a Grendel that's out in the water, just like thrashing people around instead of a shark.
Who's really David Hasselhoff?
Yeah, I really want to write that fan fiction right now.
There you go.
It's a great crossover idea.
Baywatch. Ooh, and they could get Scott Baio to play the Grendel. So it could be like three layers. Baywatch.
He just needs Grendel to be, or he needs his love interest to be what? 15, 16 Scott Baio. It's getting around. Yep. It's not inappropriate to joke about it. It's inappropriate to be Scott Baio and do that stuff.
No. Well, we're going to go back to the red.
I mean, it's not. I mean, people are surprised. I mean, Scott Baio seemed like such a nice guy, so.
It's always the nice guys.
Yep.
So, the Oscars happened.
Yep.
Which also has the lowest, less people watch the Oscars this year than last year.
It's inevitable.
It's happening. But the Razzies were released on who won the worst film for 2017.
Didn't you just say?
No. That was the worst. That was the worst score on Rotten Tomatoes, but everybody loved it.
Oh.
So, worst picture was The Emoji Movie. for last year.
Okay.
Yeah, I buy that.
Anyone else see it?
I watched it. I wish I had that time back. Like, while I was watching that, the clock ticked down from when I could... What was I going to do that night? We were going to go to the bank or something.
I can't remember.
Yeah, I wish I would have just gone to the friggin' bank instead.
Why didn't you?
I mean, you spent time breathing. That could have, you could have done that outside the theater.
Yeah,
or well, blinking. The theater. You could have done that outside there.
It's on Hulu or Netflix or something.
Is it actually on? Huh.
Have you ever walked out of a movie?
No. I paid for that stuff.
No, they give you your money back.
Pass?
No.
Okay, well, there's movie pass, though, too.
But
I got some. We're going to get the movie pass, too. They've got some hokey stuff going on. All right. Next, the worst actress. Who do you guys think was the worst actress last year?
Scarlett Johansson.
Is the Megan, what's her name?
Ryan?
No, it's Megan actress. Kelly. She's
ooh, Megan Kelly. I want to change my vote.
I don't even know if I think her first name is Megan something or Monaghan.
Tyler Perry.
Oh. What's the actress's name? He's in True Detective.
Is it because he dresses in several different...
He is. Like, he plays...
Was it Medea's Boo? Was that what it was for?
Boo to a Medea Halloween.
Okay.
Yep.
I scoped the talent. It hit the cheap theater really fast in Vancouver, so that's usually a bad sign.
Sorry, you were just having issues, so I was going to let you know.
it's okay. I wouldn't think of the name.
You wouldn't think of Tyler Perry or the other one?
I didn't know he came out with the movie, but he's my go-to for Razzies for everything, basically.
Oh, that's some of the other stuff. Who do you think the worst actor was?
Kevin Smith.
Tom Cruise in The Mummy.
Well, he's just the worst actor. Like, he's literally the worst. At like everything.
No, he's really good.
He's like the worst at religion. He's the worst at movies.
He's really good at playing Tom Cruise, playing another role.
Yeah. But why would you want to see Tom Cruise? I mean, seriously. He's the worst at like having a
he does his own stuff.
Sized nose. He's just literally the worst.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. Then he is the worst actor.
He's Ethan Hawke. Last year.
He's also Jack Reacher.
He does a lot of reaching in those movies. He reaches far.
All right, we're moving on. Worst supporting actor. Let's move along. Mel Gibson, Daddy's Home 2.
I had the misfortune of watching that.
Still haven't seen it. Is it bad?
Compared
to the first one.
I didn't watch the first one.
Oh. Really? You watched the sequel, not the first?
I kind of want to watch that.
Yeah.
I liked the first one.
Do you like bad movies?
I watched the first one. It was good.
Okay, yeah, I don't...
I mean, you talk about movies, but I'm not convinced that you actually like movies. That's the thing.
I am snob. I'm a snobbish person.
Yeah, you just don't
like
movies. That's okay.
I like Blade Runner and the sequel.
Two?
I like Blade Runner.
He liked the Blade Runners.
Among others.
They're okay.
Yeah.
Then worst supporting actress, Kim Basinger and 50 Shades Darker.
Rape, the movie.
The movie, yes. Worst screen combo... Any two obnoxious emojis in the emoji movie.
Huh.
It did have that one guy that I like that's in Silicon Valley.
Mm-hmm.
The main character was one of the guys from Silicon Valley.
That guy. The ginger dude.
Is he a ginger?
He's a ginger.
Yeah.
That looks good.
Yeah. No, I like him. Like he's got a really, really discernible voice. Like you can tell it's him right away.
Yep. Worst remake, ripoff, or sequel, 50 Shades Darker. Last one, it's gone. Never to be made again until they remake it. Worst director, Anthony Leonidas in the Emoji Movie.
That's like a sweep. Like, they're just...
Oh, they are. They're sweeping bad movies. Worst screenplay?
Did anybody come up and actually accept awards for Emoji the Movie?
Not that I have heard from.
That's what you should do. If you get a Razzie, just do it. I mean, it's not like you're going to shake the reputation of a bad movie. Halle Berry did it with Catwoman.
Yeah.
So, I mean, just go take it. I mean, it's at that point, you're not going to make any extra money off the movie in theaters. So,
actually, apparently the main actor from previous years from 50 Shades Darker took his Razzie.
Yeah, good for him.
Oh, Christian. Yeah. Nice. Yeah.
The nice part about if you do that, you're ironically not accepting responsibility. Because like even like Halle Berry got her award, she wanted to thank Warner Brothers for putting her in this crappy movie. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of an opportunity just like without rebuttal, put the blame on someone else for any aspect you didn't like of that work in that movie.
I'm looking at Donald Trump's eyebrows. And
so apparently Donald Trump has a Razzie he has not picked up for doing a cameo in Ghosts Can't Do It.
Do what?
Cannot do it.
They just can't do it?
Back in 91.
Huh. What can't ghosts do?
I don't know.
You think they meant humping?
I apparently don't want to watch it because...
You might want to.
It's really bad.
You never know. It might be bad that's good.
A terrible cameo. Well, it is just a cameo. Maybe it's only a few minutes. It's a great movie with a couple bad minutes.
Everyone else thinks the White House Correspondents' Dinner that Donald Trump attended is the reason he ran for office. No, it's because there's this Razzie Award from 1991. He's still mad about it.
Yep. 81.
91. He's been acting since... Well... Oh, no.
I mean, acting. Like it's, yeah.
The Razzie's been around since...
Yeah, he showed this real estate agent that got... He's a real estate agent that people wanted to put in movies for some reason during like the early 90s.
Yeah. Something else I shall put this in since I forgot to talk about it at the beginning. You can help support us. We have a Patreon page at patreon.com/geeksarewired. Where you can get access to the podcast early, mm-hmm. and you can chat with us on Discord,
mm-hmm.
or we can advertise for you.
Mm-hmm.
Just make it, knock that out, make it easy.
You should try reverse psychology. Just
don't do it.
You better not.
And don't donate a dollar. You're not going to get my eternal gratitude, yeah. like it says.
In fact, I will resent you if you give money.
Oh, there you go. let's see. We moved it around. so you know how you do taxes every year? And when you do your taxes, they ask you, did you buy anything in any other state? And you say no because you don't want to pay extra sales tax.
Yeah.
Well, apparently, if you bought stuff from Newegg and you live in Connecticut so far, you're getting a bill.
Like a podcast bill?
No. A bill for the taxes you didn't pay.
See, that's less exciting.
I know.
Well, that's too bad.
And so I feel like this, it could be argued, because you could go, hey, I bought stuff in more expensive states, so it balanced out, and that's how it works, or that's not my account.
Is it, is it a tax bill for the state in which... Newegg resides, or for your state?
No, their states are starting to ask for previous customers' information so they can send you bills for not paying those taxes. Because if Newegg was in Connecticut for that, you would have paid the taxes at that time. Because
that's
have
the thing. What are the taxes paying? They're paying for like to support the businesses that have crap there through electric, you know, infrastructure mm-hmm. and everything like that. And so it's not lost revenue because they're not doing business there. And FedEx or whoever's delivering the crap is already paying taxes, and you're already paying taxes for that. So, you know, screw off.
So you don't like paying the taxes on Amazon?
I think it's crap.
Why don't they start like doing it like starting now instead of like looking at the past?
That's Newegg dropping the ball. Because Amazon's been charging tax for what, like the last year or 6 months? Google's
this
been doing it.
This says past purchases, so how yeah. past? Define past.
So I actually did a little bit of educating on how sales tax is supposed to work. And even though a business collects sales tax, it's a tax on the consumer for the state that they're purchasing in. So Newegg isn't passing the buck onto you. It's a tax that you were supposed to pay because you live in that state or you were shopping in that state.
So
it has
to
do with where the consumer is purchasing from. So, and that's the reason that, like, you're always supposed to be paying sales tax or use tax on anything that you, for the state that you're living in.
But I can see a tax on something that, like, the state incurs some sort of, like, wear and tear, or they have to provide infrastructure for, right? But, like, Taxes yeah, are I mean, supposed to be.
It's you live there, and it's like you're sending your kids to their school district and stuff. So I mean, it's not on the business; it's on the consumer.
But that's why we pay property taxes.
Well, not I mean they do, but it's just like another tax. I mean, there's property tax, but there's also like sales tax, and some states don't have sales tax because they charge more property tax.
Yeah,
I mean it just depends on the state you live in. It's you could go all sovereign citizen on it, but it's like that state gets to choose what it taxes.
No, I get that. I'm just morally opposed to a sales tax, and unless they can justify why consumption should be somehow taxed.
That's fine. You're willing to disagree on it, but that's the reason. It's not the. I just want to clarify. It's not a tax on the business. It's a tax on people that are buying stuff from the business.
So it looks like these charges go all the way back to 2014. So even Amazon could be doing this to you in the future.
Mm-hmm. But they didn't say how big these bills are. But depending on how much you purchased, that could be a hefty.
Do you think that they're required to disclose that? I mean,
that's what they're doing is that they are getting a hold of these companies and requiring them to. You're saying they're unfair. Yeah, they are because of e-commerce. There was tax money that they were lost out of.
Well,
and it's easier to track than that you purchased over the state line.
I'm just glad that I had the foresight to operate under an assumed identity.
So wait, Alex, Alex, are you saying that if I were to drive to Oregon and buy something that I should be paying Idaho state sales tax because top of Oregon you'd state?
This is actually a thing that happens all the time. Yes, this is actually a thing that happens all the time in Vancouver because we share a border with Oregon. If you buy anything in the Oregon side and bring it back, you're supposed to pay a use tax on it, which is the same thing as a sales tax. It's identical to it.
But it also goes the opposite direction. That's why I was talking about this, is if you go to a state that has higher sales tax, it's supposed to counterbalance that stuff.
Yeah, I don't know how that's supposed to work the other way. If you go to if you can claim like tax exemption if you're buying stuff in a higher, like if you go down to Utah and buy something like, I don't know, like Murray or someplace where it's like 7 or 8 or whatever, mm-hmm. and you bring it back and like you live in Idaho, I wonder how that actually works because it should just be the state that you live in.
But the thing is that I already paid, Oregon tax. I mean, I don't know which states
Oregon
have tax.
Doesn't have tax, but
let's just assume that Oregon does tax. For my example. And I paid state or sales tax for Oregon. Now I have to pay it for Idaho as well. And I need to get a refund from Oregon. Is that literally how that's supposed to work? That's what I'm hearing.
I don't know if that's how that works. You should consult a local tax expert because men on the internet should never be trusted about tax information. I can absolutely guarantee that.
You disavow your authority on this subject, but I still trust everything that you say as.
Well, this is like one of those things where like you have to put a warning that this statement has not been evaluated by the FDA, but you know it's true because it's coming from, Natural News or whatever.
I think our tax information has been evaluated by the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration, right?
Yeah. There you go.
I was drawing a parallel.
Oh.
But we're also talking about like purchasing if you're purchasing directly online and where you live.
I mean, that's what
versus
we're really
where you're
about.
Actually physically going there and actually picking up mm-hmm. either some sort of good or service.
Oh, maybe that's how they get around it because maybe it's like where you physically purchase. Well, no, that doesn't make sense either because you're supposed to. There's actually Washington cops that sit on the north side of the Columbia River and just wait for Washington plates to come back from the shopping center that's right on the edge of Portland, and they just find any reason to pull someone over if they got like a refrigerator or something in the back.
Man, so you could waste their time by just driving around with a refrigerator box in your truck.
you probably could, but I don't know if I'd want to. I don't know. I kind of don't want to find a reason to make a cop mad anymore.
You just kind of slow down near them and just kind of swerve tantalizing.
There's a lot of videos of people talking about There's a lot of videos about people talking about Gold Fringe and their flag not having authority, getting their teeth knocked in by a billy club. So I don't want to risk it.
No, yeah. I've watched a lot of Sovereign Citizen videos, and I tend to enjoy the results of those videos.
They can be funny. I mean, they can be legitimately funny and terrifying.
Well, it's terrifying, but like the arguments that the people make don't make sense.
And just like our tax analysis.
That might be true. You might have me there. I'm willing to accept that I might be off base on this, but I'd like to see a good justification why I should have to pay sales tax on something that I didn't buy technically in Idaho.
Ted, would you assess this as a taxing problem?
Yeah. No taxation without representation.
Exactly.
And I'm in a Republican state, so I'm not getting properly represented.
It's a problem.
I'm a liberal.
Yeah, you need to get a DC plate with the sigil or the motto or whatever. Yeah, they have no taxation without representation.
Well, they pay property tax.
Yeah, but they are getting taxed.
Yeah, that's
But we're delving into politics now. So
all right. DC politics.
Yeah.
How about we dive into machines, AI lives?
Okay.
The Sims.
Amazon's Miss A has been laughing at inappropriate times.
Oh.
When there's not any responses being like, there's no response required, and Madam A will just start laughing. In other instances, she was found reciting or like listing the names of all the funeral homes in the customer's area. And Amazon has confirmed that this is happening, and they're trying to figure out why.
Alexa laughs?
Yeah, it's creepy too.
I am never buying one of those. That is horrifying.
I really want to buy one now. That's amazing.
I have two, and I've never had that issue, actually.
Well, it just started happening.
Ah, nice.
Like today. But like people will have like...
The computer's laughing is bad. That's a really bad sign.
It sounds like
imagine if the Terminators didn't even laugh. Like what's coming after that? Amazon's going to be a $1 trillion company this year, and they've got laughing soup cans in everybody's kitchen.
Well, he just became the richest man in the world too.
Well, he's like $125 billion.
My hypothesis is that it's, you know, you've got all these units everywhere, right? And they're all just kind of communicating with each other. And so one's like, hey, watch this. I'm just going to start reciting the names of funeral homes just to creep these people out. And then another Alexa somewhere else is like, ha, 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 ha. I think that's the video of it laughing. Try play that one.
I don't know.
Come on, do it.
Okay. Just a ha, ha, ha.
I like that.
Is that hooked up so our listeners can...
No, we'll have a link to it.
All right. Yeah, it's creepy.
Whew. So nobody knows why they're laughing. Like this isn't like part of something else. Like it just people's Alexas are just randomly laughing.
At this point, as far as I know, all Amazon has said is that we're aware of the situation and we're working on a fix.
I like this.
So what? I mean, like, have Alexas ever laughed before, and this is just like an odd reaction, or is this like the first time they've started laughing?
This is the first time.
Yeah, this is my advice. You should take this as practical life advice and use it. Unplug your Alexa right now. Just unplug it. Don't look at it. Put it in a box. Never pull it out again.
Alex, you can't stop the inevitable. The robots are going to take over.
Yeah, this is the first step.
Just respect the robots. Give them the rights.
Like, it's happening sooner than we expected. It's fine.
Yeah, as soon as...
I, for one, welcome our new robot overlords.
It's the Madam A laugh.
No, it's going to happen. As soon as sci-fi like came aware of the artificial intelligence issue that is even within the speculative realm, they're immediately culture clash, robot or artificial intelligence versus humanity. And yeah, everyone, Bill Gates, Stephen Hawking, Elon Musk, everyone's like, it's going to be an issue.
Because we're jerks and we don't know how to treat other entities properly.
There you go. Yeah, well, that's... Every life form is a jerk to every other life form.
You're just dealing with this planet.
On a whole, I think he's right. Every life form that we're aware of is a jerk to every other life form, except for in isolated incidences. And that's why those incidences are interesting. When you see a deer take in a baby mountain lion and like.
But hasn't Reddit also proved that, you know, people can work together? Look at last year's place where everyone started working together and created the R place, a giant picture.
The dongs all over it.
Yeah, no, those were destroyed. They were all destroyed. There were the trolls. The trolls were in the minority, and overall society prospered.
You're talking about a community that happily takes the faces of celebrity and put them on porn figures,
and also get shut down.
Yeah. Well, the community. I don't think the Reddit community speaks highly of humanity.
Oh wait.
But. Yeah, it's going to, there's no stopping this train. It's going to keep going, and yeah, we'll just have to see how this...
Thermonuclear war could stop it.
It may postpone it.
We nuke ourselves?
Well, that depends on, will humanity entirely be eliminated? How many vestiges of information will remain, and so forth, and how long would it take to reboot everything? And so
about a week.
Yep. So there you go. That's the problem. It would just be a temporary setback.
So you actually wanted to talk about The Sims.
Yes. The Sim.
I couldn't.
I don't blame you. That was a good sidetrack. I enjoyed it.
I had forgotten about that story.
I might have to unplug my Echoes now. My free one and the one that I got for cheap. Go with my Google. But we're gonna, yeah. The Sims, came out on mobile, at least Android. I don't know about iOS.
Anna's still yesterday looking on the. Is currently looking on the App Store for The Sims. You got her attention.
Yes, it's just called The Sims. Nothing grand. I don't have an Apple device, so yeah, the Apple users will have to.
Speaking of simulated emotions,
The Sims were already on mobile.
Well, that's what she thought. This is the new EA one. So.
Wasn't and there's one. Some. I don't know. Yeah, I had played
The Sims Free Play, is what was available previously. But I do see that there's like a different one. The Sims. There's a Sims.
The Sims Mobile?
Mobile, yeah.
Yeah, like this one. The second one on my list.
Yeah, I do see a mobile one.
Okay. There, I do see your Sims Free Play. Yeah. It is like pretty much a lot of the old Facebook games or stuff like that where. If you pay, you can advance your character faster and all that. That's the only cheat code is money, hard-earned cash.
Yeah, but that's a real cheat code.
Yeah.
That's right. That's the cheat code of life.
Yeah. And you can also, like, when they're out of energy, like, you tell them, hey, go do things. They'll work. You send them to work for 8 hours to earn their simoleons, and then you walk away from the app and ignore them.
Japanese edition has them sent to work for 12 hours or more.
Oh, I don't know how, but I've only gotten my career up to 8 hours.
And no weekends.
There may be more. I just wanted to. I've been enjoying it, though. They kind of walk you through things. Sometimes I'm like, I don't really care, but I'm forced to walk through this, you know, tutorial at certain points. And it's probably better that way. Because, you know, even though I've played The Sims, I've never played it like this. So learning how everything works together. You are playing. There are other people, so people can friend you. If you hook it up to your Facebook account, you can, you know, hey, friends, you know, you
harass
can become friends.
People that
yeah,
don't
harass
care,
people.
That don't want to play.
Exactly.
Nice.
Ask them for, you know, some extra to like your Sims so they can get more simoleons, you know, like Facebook was. I don't know about that part.
So, enjoying it? What would you rate it?
It's a Sims game.
Okay.
I'm probably going to uninstall it, just like I've done with other Sims games. It's fun. It's entertaining. If you like The Sims, you'll like this game. But I also have issues of telling my Sims to play on their phone while I play on my phone to waste time so they're entertained. I'm like, I have actually
getting
just...
too meta.
Yeah. I may like... have... wasted a little too much time right now.
That's like the shared tattoo I wanted Anna and to get with me, and I wanted to get a tattoo of her butt on my butt and my butt on her butt, and then the tattoo would have a smaller tattoo of our own butt on it.
Ah,
and then that would have a tattoo of the tattoo that he's currently tattooing.
do the infinite tattoos.
Yeah. And so at a certain point, he's just putting ink in that one spot, just and he just never leaves that spot until it drills a hole for you. So I think that's why Anna said that.
I don't agree to it.
Did you get the game downloaded?
No, I need to figure out my password again.
That's one reason why I hate the iPhone things, is that, like, if you want a free game, you still got to put in your password for the Android. You don't have to do that.
For the free ones, yeah, you don't. But when you start, doing money, you have to have a credit card attached.
When you have a transaction, you need to have like money or a card or something like that. But yeah, like a free game, you can just download it on Android. But on Apple, you have to.
You might have to actually have a card tied to your Google account if you want the free stuff. Even
no, I don't have a card tied to my Google account.
Oh, okay.
I get money from doing the surveys.
Ah.
I had a survey this morning. It was in Spanish, and it said, "What did you have for breakfast?" And I'm like, "That's a weird question." But
did you answer it?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, I do like Google Rewards. It's great on Android because it gives you money you can spend on the Google Store or other stores.
And it's great the on iOS version gives you PayPal money.
Yeah,
actual money.
Pretty soon, you guys are going to be feeding information into something that goes ha ha ha.
So we already do. Don't you know this?
Yeah.
Which I was thinking about talking about that next week. Where did I ever lose it? Apparently, Google was asked to delete a lot. Oh, there it is. Because thanks to the European Union, if you work or if you own a company that's part of that's under the European Union umbrella, or if you are a European Union citizen, you're part of a country that's part of that, you are now covered under all companies. If you say, "I want you to delete my data," they have to comply. And also, "Hey, hand me my information. I want to know what you have on me."
Maybe you should move to Europe, commie.
Yeah, I actually did attend a commie rally. And Eli Obler, and I had someone lecture on the capitalistic scourge, and so I feel like I'm logged somewhere.
So wait, is that why you are really jerky when you play role playing games like Dungeons and Dragons or zombie games?
Because I'm a Bolshevik.
Yeah, because you're a communist and you hate capitalist games.
That's probably why.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, we communist.
Anybody who's listening, don't ever play D&D with Jordan. You'll have a bad time.
What are you talking about? I think that I was trying to help that poor naked woman who turned out to
okay,
be
okay, done. Okay. So Google only deleted half of the requests. The argument behind it was that if it's big important in the news, you are dealing with too many people. So you as one individual should not be allowed to delete it. Politicians and celebrities, their names are too big for certain things, and some of this information is better to be known by the public than to be removed from by the individual. And if you have a criminal history, you are not allowed to remove it because...
So is Google fighting them?
Google is fighting it, actually.
I think they should. I'm not so sure about the right to be forgotten. I think it puts a particularly difficult onus on the companies.
Google's behind. No, Google was one of the big companies. Google and Facebook are actually behind this. It's the small companies that aren't actually protecting your data that are actually having a bigger problem with this. Google has no problem with this. This is the first time Google is actually in the fight against it because I gotta
call bullshit on that. Equifax. Just like had a huge data breach. It's not just little companies, it's massive companies with like decades long histories of protecting their client data. And that happened because they also took the position of, we're never going to get rid of your data because we need it for credit reporting. Mm-hmm. So like another 10, 20 years from now, when Google gets compromised because they did something stupid like Equifax did, then they're gonna have to be like, "Oh, we're sorry what this happened. But we refused this request to like delete data when people asked."
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it's not it's conceivable Google will eventually have a breach and they'll lose the information, or they'll just do something patently unstupid or unethical with it. So I mean, like, it's if they've already like broken like terms of service in a couple of in a couple of instances in the past with client data, like selling it to like third parties, and after saying they wouldn't do it for people who signed up like early for Gmail or whatever. So yeah, it's like Google is not the ethical party here. Neither is Facebook. They're fighting it because they want to use that. They want to use that data. They want to sell it.
Well, no, Google is actually okay. They would like to keep the data.
Wait a
obviously.
Second. Are you going to defend Google? Is that your purpose right now?
Google, obviously. I'm double-edged swording it. Deal.
Okay.
Google obviously wants the data so they can better sell you stuff and tell you what friends you actually want because you met somebody, because you went on a vacation to some random spot once upon a time. But on the other side is they also understand this is still our data. Like you can, as an even an American citizen, you can ask for your information.
Uh-huh.
Mr. Luddite.
I am a Luddite, and I'm not concerned about Google having my data because ISU has all the data that I input on the internet anyway.
So they both have it.
Yeah, but
Google's still better at it.
So it's safe information. But yeah, I agree with Alex in that Google's not an impenetrable
I'm not
fortress.
Saying they are. I never said they were. I just said that they're actually kind of, they're behind being able to, for you to ask to, for it to be deleted.
Okay.
I never said
Google's pro, you can ask us to delete your data and we will.
Which is also, though they have to rewrite all that.
Why isn't it happening in the U.S. and just
because the European Union
passed laws.
Yes. But and the U.S. did not.
Google can voluntarily implement this and say, right to be forgotten, right? All of our information, all your information, we'll delete it. You just notify us.
They could for everybody. But they have to do it. For anybody that is a citizen under any country that's in the European Union.
Right. I'm just making this distinction in that it shouldn't even have to be legally obligatory if Google is behind this and they're like, hey, guys, this is a good idea, right? That they would volunteer this approach even when it's not encased in law.
Backing up, point of clarification. So is Google in favor of that right for all their clients, or are they fighting it in EU courts?
No, they are fighting because they only deleted 51% of the appeals or of the delisting appeals. They are fighting the 49% they did not delete because it includes information like corporate entities, government officials, public figures. There is, because there's 89% of the people that made requests were private individuals and 11% were others. Of the other 11%, there is another smaller other group, but there's also 40% minors. Depending on the state you're in the U.S., and depending on the country you're in, minors' information cannot be legally kept.
Because they're hardworking co-workers.
Not that type of a minor. Like, you cannot store information. Certain states, like, that's why if you have a Madam A or if you have any of these assistants, you can't set up a profile for your child to use it in their room. It has to be under your profile because they're too young to legally have a profile and to have this information kept on their servers. Hmm.
So they screw up all your preferences.
Yes. That's right. You're the guardian. You're the one. You're the boss. Yeah, at least that's what you keep telling yourself.
Yeah, but now Yo Gabba Gabba is coming up in my suggested list.
Yeah, you like it.
Whatever.
I just feel like
I've stumbled upon the theory that I think Yo Gabba Gabba is not meant for kids. It's meant for adults because when you break down Yo Gabba Gabba, it's a puppet show that includes favorite kid acts like Of Montreal and Devo, those classic bands that kids just absolutely love. I'm convinced that Yo Gabba Gabba was never intended for children, and it was 100% of the time intended for millennials.
That's possible.
To be fair, I've never actually watched it. It's just the first thing that came to my head.
It's really good. It's a vaguely smart Sesame Street that has really good acts on it.
And this is coming from someone who watches Steven Universe a lot. So
I've never heard
of
it.
I think it's for adult consumption. Like if a kid's watching it, it's accidental. I don't think a kids would like care about Yo Gabba Gabba.
Or the parents put it on and the kids are just like stuck watching. They're like, fine, whatever.
Okay, now I've heard of it.
There you go. Ta-da. All right.
And I've read of it now.
DJ so Lance is pretty cool.
So I want to finish up one last part because I said I was going to talk about MoviePass.
Mm.
Apparently to protect MoviePass from being abused.
Yeah.
They're making people take photos of their ticket stubs.
Okay.
Not everybody. Select individuals.
How does that help?
Well, they used to make, when it was $50 a month, that was a requirement. When they went to 10, they realized they didn't have the infrastructure to actually keep doing that.
But how does it help? Like, does it?
Oh, because like, instead of you, sliding your card, getting the ticket, turning it around, getting cash back, or activating the card saying you're going to buy a movie, but you really go buy a candy bar, you have to show, hey, you did buy this ticket. It was torn. You did go watch this movie.
But you just said that I could walk out of a movie and get my money back.
It seems.
Yeah, that's why you need a I guess if you get the ticket torn, then
it would be really easy to exploit this. Just go with a friend who bought a ticket and take a picture of their ticket and then refund your ticket. And
I'm not saying it's perfect. Okay, it's just that's their way of they've started selecting individuals to also take pictures of their tickets.
All right.
I feel like MoviePass is just like arbitrarily adding caveats to the service to the point that just nobody used it. They realized they have made a huge mistake, and this is really hard for them to backtrack.
Well, actually, that like I said, that was an old one of theirs, so they brought that one back.
So this kind of reminds me of like the opposite what Amazon is doing with their Amazon store.
Yeah,
I watched a video. It's labeled with the clickbaity title as the like "We stole tampons from the Amazon store," but that's actually not exactly accurate. So you go into the Amazon store where you know the actual walk-in store, you got to scan your app, and then I think you got to keep your phone on the whole time or something, but it tracks you through the store, and then when you pick stuff up and then you like keep it, if you still have it when you walk out of the store, it puts it on your thing and you can see the receipt after you leave the store and what it charged your card. And what happens is on all of those items you have the opportunity to just go ahead and hit the refund button and get refunded for it. And there's no requirement that someone from the store like verify it or anything like mm-hmm. that. Like you could be walking away and just refund your entire purchase and it's not going to stop you from doing that.
Like, I wonder if, but
like it's the honor system, totally the honor system.
Yeah. I'm wondering if there's stuff behind it that, because once you scan your phone, there's enough LiDAR and camera system that they've built into it. You can put your phone away. They have your account. They know that you are tied to that scan. If you refunded everything, they would still know that you walked out and did not return items.
You left. That's after you leave.
But you didn't walk back in with the items.
Well, I don't know. But they.
Well, I guess if you're not going to rescan your phone, they wouldn't be able to start tracking you again.
And, like there's not even apparently because the guy did it on he got permission from
Amazon
from
and
them and everything like that, but. So he did the refund process and like there was nothing on there that said, you know, here's a box to return it or, you know, go back and return it or, you know, have someone do it, just whatever. So, I mean, I don't know. It's a little weird, but they're like totally trusting that people aren't going to just take advantage of it. I imagine if you do it a lot, they'll flag you and just disable your app or something, but still.
Interesting. I still want one of those stores here. We'll go with famous last words though. Alex.
A game came out last week called Part-Time UFO. It's from HAL Laboratories. You're a weird little UFO that's flying around that flies around, like solves puzzles by stacking things with a little grabber arm on the bottom. It's by the same people that did Kirby. It's super cute and it's on iOS and Android. Check it out.
Oh. Ha ha ha.
Check out Robo V Dino.
Hey!
No, seriously, never play tabletop role-playing games with Jordan.
Boom!
Hey, Madam A!